This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The price of gas is dropping a little bit. The AAA reports it's $4.96 a gallon this morning. A week ago, it was $5.01. Will President Biden support a federal gas tax holiday that could save consumers 18 cents a gallon?
I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
So watch for his decision by the end of the week. Today, the House January 6th committee will hear from local officials pressured by then-President Trump to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
The key witness will be Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who rebuffed pressure from then-President Donald Trump to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the Peach State.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
In an AP interview after the call, Raffensperger, who was a Republican, said,
I wish it would have gone the other way, but my job is to be the scorekeeper, and that's how it should.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
A Texas Senate hearing today in Austin will hear information that investigators say indicates officers had more than enough firepower and protection to take down the Uvalde, Texas gunman long before they finally did. Several police officers had rifles and at least one ballistic shield. That's according to new information reported by local media. The intense heat is still baking some areas of the country. It may hit 98 degrees today in Chicago, 96 forecast for Atlanta. The nation's infants, toddlers, and preschoolers are finally getting their chance at COVID vaccinations. Vaccine shipments arrived in some locations over the weekend. The Nobel Peace Prize, auctioned off by a Russian journalist to raise money for Ukrainian child refugees, sold last night for $103 million. No word on who bought it. This is AP News. That's a big fish. The largest known freshwater fish has been caught in the Mekong River in Cambodia. The AP's Ben Thomas.
It's a giant stingray measuring 13 feet from snout to tail and weighing about 660 pounds. Seb Hogan is the leader of Wonders of the Mekong, a Cambodian-U.S. research project.
When you see a fish this size, especially in fresh water, it's hard to comprehend.
It took more than a dozen people to encircle the fish in the river, holding a tarp under it. The scientists tagged it with a tracking device. Hogan says the catch is a hopeful thing.
The fact that the fish can still get this big is a hopeful sign for the Mekong River.
The stingray was released back into the river, and that tag will send tracking information for the next year, providing unprecedented data on giant stingray behavior. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.